Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local, watching the roads and the weather. Craig just let me know that Highway 50 is actually closed both directions, Myers to Twin Bridges. Not only that, but Craig, boy, always on top of it. We've just had another earthquake over 3.0. What is it, a 3.3, Craig?
It was revised up to a 3.4.
3.4 in the same area, northeast of Yerington?
Yeah, about 12 centered. Miles.
12 miles. Okay, got it. Thank you, my friend. On the phone, and it'd be awesome if he was a regular member of the show, just like he is with Gutfeld, but I appreciate his time calling in. Jamie Lissau, and a big reason is because he's going to be performing in Carson City. It's this weekend. Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Good morning-ish. How you doing?
Good morning-ish to you, too, my friend. We were just listening on Fox News, the very latest on Luigi, and the report on Fox News says that he really had no business with insurance companies, and they're questioning
really?
Still the motive of this man. I just think he's a nut. What do you think yourself, my friend?
Yeah, that's interesting, because my guess was that he had a situation where he was screwed over by insurance, and I know that that company had a higher percentage of denial rates than any other company. I mean, certainly an overreaction and completely insane move on his part, but I'm with you on the lunacy part.
The
weirdest thing about this whole story to me was I've never seen someone that eats at McDonald's that's in that good of shape.
Good.
Guy's got abs.
Yeah, come to think of it, you're right.
You know,
but
that's the part that doesn't sit right with me. Doesn't seem true.
But insurance companies, listen, they can be difficult and predatory. But I think what a lot of people don't know is that Medicare, you mentioned denying claims, United Healthcare, people don't realize Medicare actually denies treatments at much higher rates than private insurance. So should it be open season on the politicians and bureaucrats withholding the care too? You know? So
the whole thing's kind of a disaster. Yeah, that's a good point.
And what's your take on the drones, Jamie?
Dude, I wish I had a better, I don't know, I you know what? I think we're realizing in America, like, how little people tell us, like, how little we really know. Because either the government doesn't know what it is, which is frightening, or they know what it is and they're lying to us, which is probably more frightening. And I think I learned from, like, even the, just if you look at, like, the Trump assassination attempt, if you look at even a lighter example, but, like, the cocaine in the White House, we never get answers anymore. And I feel like we're just sort of having to get used to having no answer. Like, that cocaine in the White House thing, I don't know if you remember that. I was deep into that. I wanted to find out whose cocaine that was. Every day I'd watch the news, and my friends were like, dude, you're an idiot. It's obviously Hunter's. And I was like, I don't think it's Hunter's because there was some left. You know? Like, I don't do cocaine, but I'm pretty sure the correct dosage is the rest of it. I would have thought for sure. You know, no one's ever doing cocaine, and they go, man, we got way too much of this stuff. Do you guys have Tupperware or something we could put this away? Yeah, man, I don't know. I think we're just all realizing you almost have to, if you think too much about it, it might drive you crazy. I think there's just a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff we just don't know that people don't tell us. They don't trust us.
The longer this goes on with a drone, and you know what, I'm just amazed, because I thought for sure I wouldn't have to talk about these things. I'm amazed that they still don't know or say they don't know anything about these drones. But the more time goes on, I'm thinking that they do know, and they just don't want to get into specifics with us. I think it's a government type test thing. But who knows, though? I have no idea. But I think our first step should be the 12-gauge, okay?
100%. 100%. We got to knock one of these down, like they did it wherever it was, in Texas or whatever, when the you know, the drone was over there and they just shot. I think that's the only way to do it, to see what's inside that thing. I haven't been tracking Elon Musk's response, but I feel like that guy would have a good idea of what's going on. You know, Elon's like my new hero, by the way. I'm very excited. Him and Vivek Ramaswamy and like the Department of Fish. I'm very excited about all this stuff. I feel like Elon should, I feel like he could look at a picture and go, yeah, that's an American. I don't know. I just feel like Elon is so smart that whenever he says something, I just decide I believe that now. Whatever his whatever his thoughts are, his ideas, he'd be like, I think we should send a rocket because. I'm like, I don't even need a because. I'm in. You're so smart. I just believe you. It reminds me of this one time I was at a bookstore, and there was like a book in the health section. It was called The Benefits of Fish Oil, Why You Should Take Fish Oil. It was a 550-page book, and I was like, you know what? I'll just take them. Take them. I believe you. I'm sure that book will encourage me to take them. I will just take them. I love you. We should get Elon on the case.
Oh, I think the nomination, well, not even a nomination. He picked two people to fill in a job that doesn't exist right now. Elon Musk and Robert F. or?
Vivek. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy. Yeah. Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. And because it's basically a new position, it doesn't have to go to Senate approval. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm very excited. I feel very close to the presidency. I've never felt this way before, just having just sort of just missed, you know, like I did the RNC last year and Trump was there. And then like I did the night before he was on Gus. We got frisked a little bit extra that night, which was nice. But I feel like I'm very close to it because like Vivek was on Gutfeld once and I knew he was running for president at the time and we just like totally hit it off and we traded cell phone numbers and I would say like a month ago he was going to New York City and he wanted some recommendations on a comedy club and I told him where him and his wife should go and we were texting back and forth and then I'm watching the news and I'm like this is so it's so crazy and I feel like those are two incredibly capable thinking outside of the box type of guys that I mean just wow. And the fact that anyone against it is against transparency and against honesty, because I feel like all they're doing is just revealing things that are already happening anyway, and just doing it like Elon did with X. Mm-hmm. He wants
we
to do
need,
with the government, like make it.
We need new things. Yeah. We're so tired of the same old, same old. Now, President Trump, it's like he's president now. Don't you get that sense that he's running the country right now? I don't know. I keep saying that. But now he wants to do away with, this came out late yesterday, he wants to do away with daylight saving time.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, he wants to do away. He posted on Truth Social late yesterday that he and his party are going to try to end the spring ahead, fall back nonsense when he returns to office. What do you think, Jamie?
I completely in favor. And by the way, I love how Trump runs the gamut of the issues that concern Americans. I love how he's like, yeah, I'm going to put tariffs and we're going to get the business back here and also screw daylight savings time. He's like the everyman. I hate daylight savings time. I feel like when I used to party a lot, I feel like that moving the clock back was the greatest gift of mankind. When at 2 a.m., I went 1 a.m. at the bar, it turned to 2, and then it went back to 1. I was like, that was amazing. But as you become an adult, it's just going to make – someone's going to be late for work. You got to change all your stuff. I'm in complete favor of getting rid of daylight savings times. I don't even quite – don't they – like in Indiana, they're just like, we're not doing it. And
well,
they're fine.
I mean, listen, if it ended – if daylight saving ended – by the way, there's somebody, a leaf blower outside the window. Why, with this kind of weather, we have a leaf blower outside the window? I don't know. But anyway, if daylight saving time ended, employers and businesses and schools, they'll just need to adjust their hours of operation to the sun. You know, the farmers already do that. They go to work just before sunrise, regardless of what time it is. And the construction workers, they do that. You know what? They start work at sunrise. It's hard to judge now, you know, because we have these are the shortest days. We have a lot of darkness now, and people are afraid of the dark, right? But all ending daylight saving is going by the sun like it was originally done, you know, and that's when people are supposed to get up, was when the sun is out. I don't know. Maybe I'm simplistic about it.
No, I'm with you. You know what? My son is afraid of the dark, and we live in Alaska. I feel terrible for this kid. It's 9 months out of the year. You know what's funny? Oh. That your leaf blower outside, you just reminded me. When I was filming my Netflix show, Real Rob, with Rob Schneider, we filmed in a neighborhood. Like, a lot of the scenes took place, like, in a house. And every once in a while, it was like a low, but, you know, we were, like, saving money wherever we could. And I remember we would start to film, and we only have these cameras for X amount of hours, and we only have the actors for X amount of time. And these guys would come, and they'd start, you know, leaf blowing, and you couldn't do the scene because it would disrupt the audio. And so Rob goes, hey, man, go outside and pay that guy $20 to stop blowing leaves for 15 minutes. I go, okay. So I go outside, I go, hey, man, we just need like 15 minutes, give me $20. So I end up giving this guy like $80 to stop blowing leaves. And the next day, there's 10 guys blowing leaves outside.
Yeah.
It's him and nine of his friends for $80. And they're surrounding the house. It cost us more money in leaf blowers than it did in cameras that day.
Well, listen to this. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, I hear
it. Okay. Well, listen, my time with you has run out already. When's the big show in Carson City?
So we got three shows, but I believe the first two, I think you can't get seats together. Like, I think they're nearly sold out, and there might be a couple singles, but we still have a few seats together at the 10 p.m. show. So it's 6, 8, and 10, but I think the availability is best at the 10 p.m.
That would be correct, and I have 5 pairs of tickets for the 10 p.m. show, and I have 2 VIP tickets that include a prime rib dinner at Gina's.
Dang.
That we're giving away. So I need to off-air ask Rob a question once we're done here, and then we'll do that. But let's take the first 5
texts.
Yeah. For the five pairs of tickets, 884-9910. Or you can hang out for a minute listening to the radio and see what it takes to get your chance to get the 2 VIP tickets plus the prime rib dinner at Gina's.
Well,
pretty cool. So thank you for your time. Good chatting with you as always.
Yeah, Jamie. And for folks who don't make it, you just go to ccnugget.com. Right, Craig?
That is correct.
ccnugget.com, and you can buy the tickets there for the 3 shows. Jamie Lissau at the Carson City Nugget. Jamie, I'm going to let you go, and we'll give away these tickets, my friend, to your great show. Always a pleasure.
I love it, man. I appreciate it. I flew here from Alaska last night, so I'm going to go to sleep until showtime.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
It was so nice chatting with you. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, so nice. Take care, my friend. All right.
All right.
I guess I'm going to go out and give this leaf blower guy $20. So, Craig, how do you want to do the VIP? You're not going to leave it up to me, are you?
Oh, hell no. not just no, but hell no. Let's see. We've had Jamie on the air several times.
Yeah.
How many times have we had Jamie on the air this year?
See, I don't even know that.
Yeah,
you
know
I do.
I do.
You do. Okay.
I do.
So the
first person, actually, I'm going to do it a little differently. The first person to text me with the correct answer for that question gets the VIP ticks with the prime rib dinner at Gina's. Everybody after that, up to the 5 other pairs of tickets, will get a pair of tickets to the 10 p.m. show.
What is, can I ask you, what is Gina's?
Gina's is a restaurant steakhouse.
Is it? It's not the Italian restaurant.
Well, it is. It doubles up.
Oh, you're Angelina's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you said Gina's. I'm thinking, okay. All right, Angelina's. Gotcha.
Yep.
Dinner for 2 and tickets, VIP. Awesome.
Yep, that's correct.
How many times has Jamie Lissau been on this radio show? 884-9910, first correct answer. Texts, you win. And we'll find out who the winners are before noon today.
That's correct.
Thanks, Craig. Good job. Going to take a break right now. I'm John Potter, live and local, Saturday mornings, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1121.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Morning. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, 9 to noon on Saturdays, right here, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Big news on the roads. Thankfully, we have no crashes in the Truckee Meadows at the moment. We have a few just over the hill. We have a crash being worked on by the CHP, westbound 80 at Overland Trail. There was one westbound 80 at Donner Lake. Right now, that has turned into a traffic hazard, so there might be slowdowns there. And I've seen a lot of spin-outs on the CHP traffic incident page this morning. The big news, I guess the biggest news, is that Highway 50 is just plain closed from Myers to Twin Bridges. And you can imagine where the chain requirements are, any high elevation. If you've been in this area for a while, you can pretty much guess correctly which places you need the chains. You do need them today. You need snow tires at least on 80 from Robb Drive to the state line. And once you're in California, chains or, you know, it's chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires. You'll need chains on 80 from Verdi all the way to Blue Canyon. Kingsbury Grade, chains from state line to Mottsville. On the Mount Rose Highway, chains right at Montrose to the lake. And all around the lake on 28 and 89, except for the very southern tip going from state line to Cascade Lake, no restrictions there. And snow tires required on 580 from the Mount Rose Highway to East Lake Boulevard coming into Carson. And you need them on old 395 too, pretty much the same distance. And Highway 50, besides a closure between Myers and Twin Bridges, you need the chains a few miles west of Carson City to State Line at the lake. And somebody told me, and I haven't checked on this, I think you need snow tires or chains, Geiger grade, going up to Carson City. And also got an email. Once again, I have a simple address, renoman47@yahoo.com. John, stop sticking up for the insurance companies. And I knew I would get that. You know, I was a little, I was really hammering them last Saturday, but I've given things a lot of thought. And what happens in this day and age is when we have this situation or issue come up, thank you, Luigi, that people start turning socialist and they talk about, well, listen, in Canada and the UK, their health system doesn't, well, they don't know. They say a lot of things that aren't true. The socialist medical systems of both Canada and the UK take it. They're even worse compared to our insurance companies and Medicare. I know the situation in Canada and their socialized health system firsthand. I used to own property there. I used to spend every summer there growing up. We had property there, and I just recently sold it. And I knew from my time there, many friends and neighbors there who, when it came to seeing a specialist or having an operation, some had to wait years. No, actual years to get that. And I know people in Canada who have died from that up there. But then again, as for United Healthcare, which has the highest numbers of coverage denials among the corporations, I don't think, on the other hand, that profiting greatly off healthcare and human misery from denied claims is right. I used to debate this with my dad at the dinner table when, oh my gosh, when Johnson was president. I remember saying then, Dad, I just don't feel that profiting off life and death healthcare is right. And I still feel that way. But I know insurance companies have to make some profit because we want companies to do this instead of the nightmare of government incompetency and inefficiency. Medicare denied more than United Healthcare. And look at how efficient and customer friendly our government agencies, the IRS, the DMV, unemployment insurance, the post office, they're all examples. But to make billions of dollars a year and inflating profits through the business of denying claims, that's wrong. And these companies do have employees who they hire, and their whole job is to find claims to deny. And I said last Saturday, and I still stand by it, that is a sad way to make a buck. But as for Luigi, this suspect, if guilty, is terrible. I mean, he refused to accept his lot in life like most people. He was privileged, and oh my gosh, why did he have to suffer this fate? He decided to kill simply because he could. And here's a guy, and here's another thing. Here's a guy who was at war with corporations, and here he goes to McDonald's and Starbucks instead of patronizing small local businesses. You know, I'm not sure you can find any two companies that are more typical or representative of corporate culture than McDonald's and Starbucks. I mean, those CEOs make big money off of us, Luigi. And I'm not putting my nose in the air. I like corporations. I've worked for some. I like McDonald's. I like Starbucks. But this guy's orthodoxy to his cause seems spotty. And not only that, the CEO shooter and his lawyer are fighting extradition to New York. My gosh, it sounds like they're taking that common legal path of delay, deny, depose, right? All right, I'll shut up about this. I'm glad he's in custody. That's it. Going to break for Fox News. It's, yes, Fox News. I'll be back after that. Open topic, 884-9910. Whatever you want to bring up, I'm here. And call, you're next, 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1131.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local. Those lines, come to think of it, may not be that open because we're getting a lot of people calling in for the Jamie Lissau tickets and the VIP, and we'll find out who those winners are before noon today. For now, I got to say this 3.4 tremor that we had, this was, put my readers on. we have this at 10:14 this morning, a 3.4. And from what we're hearing from folks, some people felt it. And I was just looking back to see that when we last had a shaker that high in magnitude. And it's, I had to go all the way back to the 9th at about 3 in the afternoon, very close to when we had the big one, the 5.8. We had a 4.2 at about 3 in the afternoon on Monday. And this one that we just had at 10:15 this morning is the biggest shaker since then. And this is just 13 miles north-northeast of Yerington. And they told us after we had the 5.8 that we could see a couple of weeks of aftershocks and tremors. Not unusual, but some folks felt this. Yeah, I would imagine if you're right there, you feel that 3.4. Headline, headline from the San Francisco Chronicle recently. I think this was this week. Actually, about something that is not far from here. And I never heard of this place. If you have, give us a call and tell us. The man who saw Sasquatch is closing his Northern California museum for good. The article reads, on the side of Highway 9, deep in the Santa Cruz Mountains, the barn-like exterior of the Bigfoot Discovery Museum. Folks, this is not The Onion. This is San Francisco Chronicle. A Bigfoot Discovery Museum has been beckoning believers and skeptics alike for decades. Now, one of the most unusual museums of its kind in California is closing for good. Longtime proprietor and curator Michael Rugg has listed the property on the market. Ruggs says he expects to sell most of the exhibits and memorabilia, including all the plaster feet and handprints, news clippings, the map of local sightings, and an aging iMac that plays the famed Patterson-Gimlin footage of the Sasquatch on a continuous loop. Have any of you folks seen, is this, I think this is the famous one where the he's off in the distance, or I don't know, maybe it's a she, off in the distance in a forest, walking around with its arms swinging back and forth. I think that's it. Rugg says he first saw and heard the hairy humanoid with his own eyes while camping in Humboldt County. When asked to describe its scream, he said it sounded, quote, like going down the Matterhorn of Disneyland. He believes the creatures, yeah, more than one, communicate with one another and coordinate their hunts using a language similar to Morse code. As an adult, he became steadfast in a mission to confirm the existence of the elusive beast once and for all. While a student at Stanford University of the 1960s, he wrote a paper describing the importance of studying Bigfoot, only for a professor to give him an F. He later opened the donation-sustained museum in Northern California with his wife so people around the world could learn about the enigma of the Squatch, as the fans call them. Up to 70 people visited the museum on a daily basis. Now his weekly Bigfoot hunting trips have been put on hold. The reason why Bigfoot and its brethren have evaded capture after all these years? Rugg says, quote, these animals realized if they did not hide from us, we were going to murder them all. Now, I did some research on this, folks, and according to SasquatchDataProject.com, there has been a total of 658 Sasquatch witness reports. The tallest one standing about 10 to 11 feet. The shortest Squatch recorded height is 3 to 4 feet, most likely to be juvenile. Most of the witness reports come from the Pacific Northwest. You know, I'm reading this and I'm wondering, why don't they just inundate these areas there with trail cams and find out yes or no? I don't think that would prove or disprove, you know, because if no Bigfoots show up, the believers will just say, you know, that the creatures ran up the trees and they go through the boughs and the branches to avoid the trail cams, right? They outsmart them. I mean, a believer is a believer, right? Anyway, this data from Sasquatch dataproject.com, you can see it for yourself. There have been 7 Sasquatch sighting reports in Nevada. Around here, and when I say around here, that's not referring to the radio station. That's, well, I haven't counted that, but it's a wide area. It's Washoe County, Story, Douglas, and that's where Sasquatch has been spotted. We have 3 Sasquatch reports in Washoe County, 1 in Story County, and 1 in Douglas County as late as 2005. Can you illuminate anything about this? Give us a call if the lines are open, 884-9910. What else? Let me see. Christmas shopping. Oh, my gosh. Look at the calendar. Oh, don't look at the calendar. It's panic. It's going to be panicked. I don't know how to Christmas shop. And the one thing I fear this time of year is, oh, I got to get something for my wife. And yes, I love the rest of the family, and I should get them something. But what would I get them? You know, some people are so good. They just have a sense. Maybe you're one of them. You observe people and you know their interests and hobbies or whatever. And you say, oh, my gosh, this person would like that. Right. I completely lack that. I don't know. I think when I go shopping to buy somebody a gift, it invariably ends up, being something that I would like. You know, it's a short list, okay? I do recognize that's not a good way to do it because not everyone wants 12 packs of new white socks, which I'm perfectly happy with. I like my cowboy boots and white socks and suit jackets, cool watches, and flannel-lined blue jeans in the winter. But I recognize not everybody shares my interests. But nonetheless, year after year, I go out shopping. And here's what I get people. I figure, well, people like pocket knives. I'll get you a pocket knife, you know, a nice case knife. Even though I recognize that virtually no one else I know carries a pocket knife anymore besides me. Or I'll get you a bird book because I like bird books, a good field guide to the birds. You see a bird, you don't know what kind it is, you could look it up. And I think that because I've always loved, I still love watching the birds by the feeder at home and taking the Audubon book and looking up what they are. And no one has said this, but if you said to me, I don't want a bird book, John, I'd shake my head in near disgust. I'd be thinking, what kind of savage are you? And if you're a very good friend, I would gift you with a gun. A gun is a very good gift. If you're young, 22 rifle. Older, 12 gauge. You're ready for a shotgun. I have bought these things for those in my family. I don't know if anyone I've given a pocket knife to likes them. I'm pretty sure now that everybody I've given a bird book to doesn't like them. You know, twice now I notice when I go visit that the bird book is always on a shelf in a den. That's okay. So everybody gets what I like. I may be alone in this affliction. What can I say? But the gun is a great gift. I don't know. Maybe you can answer this because as I understand it, ever since Governor Sisolak, probably the most unpopular governor in recent memory, and this was back when Nevada voted that it wanted to be California, but since Governor Sisolak signed that gun buyer-seller restriction law, you can't just easily buy a gun as a gift for somebody anymore, even to a family member. Am I right? You know, I'm not sure. This was one of those, this was one of his imported from California laws. It took effect in 2022, as I recall, that said he had to go through an FFL dealer between seller and buyer, not just the gun shops, just personal, like you buy a car from an ad in Craigslist or something. But if now you want to sell a gun privately to a friend or somebody who wants to buy that gun from you, you got to go to the gun shop and put the purchase through an FFL dealer. No private transfers in Nevada. I think that the only way you can turn a gun over to another person is going through an FFL in our state. And they have to do the background check, you know, on that person who's getting the gun. You can't transfer between just you and I anymore. You have to transfer it with a background check at a licensed firearms dealer. Is that right? Because I'm thinking about gifting. If you gift to like a teenager, his first 22 or something, do you have to go through that? Oh, well. Sorry, family members, you're getting the flannel-lined blue jeans. That I know for sure. And the bird book. Anyway, 884-9910. Our final segment is up next. I'm John Potter. 884-9910. Open topic, of course, but just a few more minutes to go to the end of the show. And we'll update you on the roads next, too. On 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1148.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. As you just heard Craig Swope mention, winter storm warning going on right now. And that's not for Reno, Sparks, Carson City. That's for the Sierra and Tahoe. And it's in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. It's a very gray day here in the city. But out by the lake, we're expecting 4 to 10 inches lake level and up to 3 feet in the mountains. It's heavy wet snow, so there's also an avalanche warning, too. What's going on? Well, tonight is a huge event. Santa Crawl is downtown tonight. Starts at 8 o'clock. Said to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, beer crawl in the country. Why? Washoe County Public School students, their last day of class before winter break is this coming Thursday. The kids are off until January 6th. Oh, to be young again. And there's no further news on what the drones are. White House National Secretary of Communications Advisor John Kirby says, says about the many drone sightings in New Jersey, neither the White House nor state and local law enforcement have been able to corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. Okay. The news, you know, video, the news keeps, and also the news keeps talking about New Jersey, but the Wall Street Journal says, quote, drones of unknown origin have been spotted flying over military bases in Virginia and Nevada in the past year, including the secret base, base for the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 Commando Unit and Naval Station Norfolk, the world's largest naval port. And you know what? You know, Nevada has a lot of military sites. Creech Air Force Base, the Naval Air Station in Fallon, Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, and right down the street here, our Air National Guard, which, you know what? The first general order when you join the Army, I will guard everything within the limits of my post and quit my post only when properly relieved. That's how it is, and I thought about that this week, about how this means in this case, is that these federal officials and all that, we are their post, and our airspace is their post, and it's something that they have to guard, you know. Checking the roads right now. My gosh, Reno, no crashes. That's great. Across the hill, it's a different story. Old 40 near Rainbow Bridge, they say avoid that area. Traffic hazard there. I'm sure it's snow related. We've had quite a bit of snow drop, of course, on the roads, and that's why we have all these snow tire and chain restrictions at the moment. You need snow tires on 80 from Rob Drive in Reno going to the state line. And once you cross that state line in California, it's chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires on 80 from Verdi all the way to Blue Canyon. Kingsbury grade, chains from state line to Mottsville. On the Mount Rose Highway, chains right at Montrose to the lake and all around the lake on 28 and 89, except for going from state line to Cascade Lake at the very southern tip there. And now you don't see this too often. Snow tires required on 580 from the Mount Rose Highway to East Lake Boulevard. And you need them on old 395, too, alongside the same distance. Highway 50, a few miles west of Carson City to state line at the lake. And we heard an hour ago that 50 was closed, actually, from Myers to Twin Bridges. So where we don't have the controls, just be careful. Slippery roads just about everywhere. So final 2 minutes. Craig, do we have winners for Jamie Lissau tickets? And most importantly, did somebody get the question right for the VIP dinner for two? And
yes, Linda got the question right. Jamie has made an appearance on the radio station three times this year, three in this calendar year. And so she gets VIP tickets and the prime rib dinner.
I think we should hire Jamie Lissau as a cast member, period.
You know it, right? So. and then we also had Gordon and Jeff, our winners. And then I had three other winners that I have their phone numbers for, but they haven't texted me the requested information. So they'll have to go to the box office at the Grand Showroom at Carson Nugget and verify their phone number to get their tickets, because I don't have their names, so I can't tell you their names.
And I know from dealing with you, you are such a stickler for everything being just right.
Oh, I almost said if you don't get me the information by the time the show goes off the air, sorry, you didn't win the tickets.
See,
but I'm not going to do that. I'm not that big of a
No. You like to punish. That's you. You're a stickler. And those people will have to text you back or show up at the box office and say who they are. And speaking of the box office, folks, you can buy your tickets for Jamie Lissau. Is it tonight?
It
tomorrow?
Is tonight. Six,
tonight.
6, 8, and 10 p.m. shows. There's limited seating in the 6 and 8 shows in the general admission area. But the 10 p.m. show, you'll be taken care of. Our VIP gets table service up on the VIP tables in the front, right and down in front of the stage.
So is Jamie doing? He's doing three shows in one night.
He's doing three shows in one night. This he's been here before and he sold out the first two shows, but this year, when he's here, they decided he's going to sell out the first two again, which it has very much so looked like it's pretty close to being done, other than some general admission seats way to the back. But he's a big draw.
Yeah, well, he's an awesome guy. Obviously, he loves Carson City, and he loves coming out and entertaining Northern Nevada.
Well, it's warmer here in Carson, and it's not as dark as it is in Alaska where he actually lives. So
yeah, fascinating. Folks, you can buy your tickets to Jamie Lissau. As Craig said, some are still available. CCNugget.com is the website to go to. Well, listen, I had fun this morning. I hope you did, too. I'll be here again next Saturday, 9 to noon. On 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Craig, thanks for all your help behind the scenes. I'm John Potter wishing you the happiest of holidays. And boy, we're going to have a fun show next Saturday. Hope you tune in then. Have yourself a great weekend. Bye-bye.